7:49 at WGCL. Time for Joe Smith on a Monday morning. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, Glass. How are we doing?
We're getting the pipes back together.
Yep.
Sew those vocal cords up, and I'm a little rough from the neck up this morning, but we'll hopefully get through this week. I'd rather be sick on Monday than Friday, so we'll get to that. But we'll tough it out as we always do. And Joe joins us every Monday morning live on the telephone. He also joins us Friday mornings and mornings after Hoosier Hoops that take place during the week. So we appreciate Joe making the time. And we always get things started on a Monday morning with the Monroe County Sports Spotlight. It's week number 4, and the Grapplers making some waves on the mats. And the Northside Cougars are off to a flying start.
Well, I tell you, Marty Hutzel's teachings on the mat working quite to the benefit of his first Bloomington North Cougar team. The Maroon and Gold had 5 guys that went unbeaten as the Cougs nailed down the Columbus North team crown, beating Edgewood out of the top spot over the weekend. Sophomore Caleb Gosney, along with junior Quentin Percival, freshman Wyatt Dalton's having a big year. Senior David Ray and junior Jonathan Inman all reeled off perfect days with 5 wins. Marty, of course, a proven winner, having coached 6 state championship teams down in Georgia, not to mention 38 individual state titleists, and his teachings getting good work, and they're listening, those Cougars, and they're having a nice start to the year. By the way, IU-bound senior Gabe Kunz from Edgewood still is unbeaten, still unblemished at 160 after going 5-0 with 4 pins and a technical fall in that tournament. Gabe was 3rd in the state at 160 a year ago, and you know what his eventual goal is come February. Mustang David Hannon, a senior, also had a nice tournament going 4-1 with 3 pins, as did Greg Ratliff's other senior outstanding wrestler, Rhett Blake. He was 4-1 at 152. By the way, Hannon wrestles at 138. Mentioning unbeaten, freshman Noah Hunt is having an extremely sound first year on the mats, as is junior Chase Dixon. Each went 5-0 for Mike Runyon's South Panthers at the Evansville Modern Day 6-way. South went 3-2 as a team. In the pool, senior Michael Gossett resetting his own school mark in the 500 free last week in a dual win over Owen Valley's down to 505-3. Also swam legs on 2 relay teams, and sophomore Carly Blant had her stamp on 4 event wins as Edgewood completed the sweep Thursday in the Mustang Pool. Edgewood will kick off this week hosting Cascade and Owen Valley tonight at 6. Dave Tanner's Cougars competed in the Columbus North Relays. The boys finished 3rd, the girls 4th. The boys and girls did nail down a couple of relay titles each, and South senior and IU-bound Ian Finnerty, a new school record in the 500 free, as he rewrote that mark has been on the books for 14 years. He's down 4:33.5 now in the 500 free, and that winning duel they had South over Edgewood last week. Ian, by the way, now has set 2 new school records posted as we enter the winter. In hoops, all 3 of our Monroe County boys squads finished the weekend 1-1. North lost his first at number 9 Evansville Wrights. They'll be hosting soon to be elevated number 1 Southport Friday night in our broadcast game from the McKinney Court on Friday night. Senior Tate Stewart won that ball game for the Cougs in overtime over Perry Meridian, gunning in a late 3-pointer. Edgewood got a career high 20 Saturday night from Jonas Carmichael in a home court loss to Bloomfield. And senior guard Johnny Jager had another productive weekend, 44 points worth, getting a 20 at Decatur Central Saturday night in a win after that stellar 24-point effort he had in the Friday loss to Southport. North starts the week 4-1. Edgewood and South are both 3-2. Over on the girls' side, Bloomington South starts its week 6-2. Edgewood is 5-5, and Bloomington North 1-9. In the zone, Dave and Glass, your phone calls at 6. In the red zone at 7, ahead of a couple of 5-8 teams tonight. In Chicago, the Bears hosting the Saints.
Awesome stuff, Joe. We'll get caught up on the IU beat coming back at 8:45. Terry Morin's crew, convincing winners yesterday in Milwaukee.
Yep.
We'll talk Grand Canyon, the exhibition that you were attending on Saturday night before Indiana plays another real basketball team, the Butler Bulldogs. They were beaten yesterday in Knoxville.
That.
Butler was up 12 at halftime, had a 3 to start the second half, missed it, and Tennessee goes on a huge run. They win the game by 12 points. So The Bulldogs, again, they've been in the Bahamas, now at Tennessee. They've played some a little bit tougher places perhaps than Indiana has, but they'll meet at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. The current forecast, Joe, for that day is 1 to 3 inches. So we hope that forecast changes before everybody has to go up there on Saturday afternoon, make it a little bit easier. We'll get that caught up at 8:45. Good job, Colts, AFC South champs.
There they are.
And Dallas beat the Philly Eagles late last night right here on the airwaves. All right, sounds great, Joe.
Alrighty.
We'll get caught up at 8:45. With that Hoosier beat, it's going to be light this week, so we'll get into some other stuff as well.
All right.
And get everybody taken care of on the sports scene.
Talk to you then.
Smitty, good morning. How are you?
I am fine. I see you found that tin can of caramel corn in the kitchen, huh?
I did. Yeah. And I reached in with my cup. I did not put my sneeze-covered hands on that. And
Happy holidays.
I have hijacked some caramel corn popcorn. So
there
now all the buttons on the machine here are sticky, and there's my excuse built in. I know I'm not allergic to caramel corn, though. I've had too many options. But the popcorn bucket is one of the great Christmas traditions.
Oh, no question.
Of all time. So a little sweet, a little salty, a lot of deliciousness. All right.
Yeah.
Now, here we are. It's going to be a quiet week over on 17th Street and the athletics complex because of finals and graduation and everything else that's happening. So we are going to look backwards before we look forwards. And Terry Morin and her gang on the road, I believe that's the second time this year. I remember they won the Boston College game at the Big Ten ACC Challenge. So road test number two was passed with flying colors Sunday afternoon.
Well, 55% shooting, 5 in double figures, and its fourth win in a row. Terry Morin's Hoosier women breaking for finals now after a blowout 82-56 win at Wisconsin-Milwaukee on Sunday. IU held UW-Milwaukee to only 25 points in the second half to run away with this one. Alexis Gassian off the bench with 15 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists. Laren Brooks had 16 and 9 assists. Freshman Tyra Buss had 9 rebounds to go along with 10 points, and yet two more freshmen, Jess Walder and Amanda Cahill, 23 points, 8 rebounds, and 5 assists between them. The women now break for finals 9-1. They have a road date at Oakland University up in Michigan on Saturday. The men are 8-2. Tom Crean's crew breaking for exams as well this week. Noteworthy from Saturday night, a season best 21 offensive rebounds and a 52-35 edge in rebounding overall in that 28-point win over Grand Canyon. The Hoosiers didn't commit a turnover in the second half and had only 4 in the ball game, and the 36 bench points tied a season high. Up front, well, good news. Troy Williams, Hunter Mascara-Perez, 25 points and 15 rebounds between them, only 1 turnover, 3 assists, 2 blocks, and a steal from the front line. IU faces Butler Saturday at 2:30 in the Crossroads Classic at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bulldogs are 8-2, having lost Sunday down at Knoxville to Tennessee by 12. But the last time they played Indiana, when the Hoosiers were number one a couple of years ago, they won at Bankers Life in overtime. Elsewhere, freshman diver James Conner some weekend down under in his native Australia. 2 goals and a silver capping off the Australian Diving Championships. All-America running back Devin Coleman finished 7th in the Heisman voting. He won, though, the Anthony Thompson MVP award Friday night at the Hoosier football banquet. Seniors Colin Rarick, along with Bobby Richardson and Shane Wynn, were honored as 2014 team captains, and Kevin Wilson also recognized the entire 26-member senior class and handed out several team awards inside the Hinkie Hall of Champions. Former Cougar and senior running back D'Angelo Roberts took home the Offensive Teammate of the Year. Elsewhere, redshirt junior pole vaulter Sophie Gudermuth set a new school vault mark at the Hoosier Open at Gladstein over the weekend, 13 feet 10, which is also the top mark in the NCAA this season for the ladies as we move now into the winter portion of the season. And sophomore midfielder Tanner Thompson, first-team All-American pick, IU's first-teamer since defender Chris Edridge won it 3 years ago. Tanner led Todd Yeagley's Hoosiers this past season with 6 goals and 15 total points. In the zone, Damon Glass and your phone calls in the zone at 6, in the red zone at 7. Got a little Saints in Chicago action against the Bears, Monday Night Football, 8:30 kickoff, and FYI, behind the scenes with Fred Glass, and the old Oaken Bucket will be on display at Yogi's Tuesday night for sports talk. For pictures, you can send to your favorite Purdue fan.
Put it on a T-shirt. Make it nice for them.
Yeah, send it a, you know. You
well, could, I haven't seen it in 2 years. I bet they can't remember what it is.
Christmas cards now.
That's right. You print them right
technology
off.
And, sure. Send it lickety-split.
Exactly right. So you the know? Bucket will be there. Fred will be there. That's tomorrow night live at Yogi's. Yeah. Our only show of December. So let's, again, we might as well knock it out of the park, right?
Yeah, why not?
Sounds good. Then we'll be back in the middle of January when we get back because we've got hoops, obviously, with basketball, Indiana traveling, some early week games as well. Let's start with basketball just briefly. Well, we got some time to kill.
Yeah.
Well, not kill, but we'll do some basketball. Grand Canyon. Again, I'm not reading too much into that game. They weren't very good, Joe.
No.
We saw that on the television on Saturday night. So the numbers that Indiana put up are encouraging, especially the turnover number. But that wasn't a high-pressure, high-falutin, high-defending team. I think if you go to Grand Canyon, they want you to shoot the ball often. So good stuff. Again, from the bench, as you mentioned, the best season output there.
Yeah.
It's just how this translates into the Butlers of the world. New Orleans is another team you're going to see coming up in a couple weeks. They got to beat 29 or 28 this weekend. I can't even remember who they played. So that's, again, it's almost like we've seen the top of the list and the bottom of the list.
Yeah, San Diego beat New Orleans by 25.
Yeah, who's San Diego?
Not San Diego State.
San Diego, yes. At the Jenny Craig Pavilion in lovely San Diego.
Yeah.
That's where that game was. But then you've got Nebraska, who struggled again at home. They lost to Incarnate Word, and they lost to Creighton before that, and then they barely sneak out a victory against Cincinnati in double overtime. Michigan State has had some issues, so it's kind of wide open.
Yeah, I know.
But the style of basketball that Grand Canyon and Savannah State play aren't getting Indiana better for.
Well, we'll see, obviously, a different kind of breakdown with Butler defensively on Saturday. A little bit different, obviously, than we saw with that extreme pressure
right.
that Louisville threw against us Tuesday night in New York. But that will be a tough test, there, and especially Butler coming off a loss. Both teams 8-2 now, but they're very, very legitimate. They'll drop down a couple of notches in the top rankings, but they'll be a top.
All their losses have been on the road or a neutral court game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're a quality team.
They are, and that's the opponent Indiana needs more of. So
yeah,
they'll see them
no question.
On Saturday.
And they'll get that, and they'll get it again when we go back to New York after Christmas to face Georgetown. And then, of course, you know, it's a whole new
season.
Yeah,
Georgetown gave Kansas everything they wanted on Saturday.
Yeah.
75-70 was the final on that. That was last week. Georgetown played Radford on the weekend and beat them by 20-something. It was a blowout game there. As you mentioned, let's see, this week we've got high school basketball this week. You've got a cracking game coming up on Friday.
Well, we anticipate, first of all, Southport with Carmel getting beat last weekend to move Southport to move to number one when the polls come out tomorrow. I've got to get my rankings in today. I vote in the AP poll. Evansville Wrights, who
Bloomington
North.
How about that
North,
performance, huh?
They'll move up a couple of notches. We had a couple of teams, three of them, I think, beaten, including Bloomington North, who was eighth ranked. But, again, too, and Andy's the first to mention, that was based a lot on last year. I mean, we're only five games into the season, so the Cougars will be dropping down.
Doesn't matter where you're ranked now, Joe. It's where you're ranked in March.
Well, most importantly, it's an early season Conference Indiana game. And both teams are off to 1-0 starts after Tate Stewart won that Perry Meridian game with that late three-pointer in overtime the other night for the North Siders to get off to 4-0 before they lost on Saturday. So that's our game. Southport comes right back to Bloomington to take on the Cougars. Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock on Friday night.
Have you looked ahead to see what the NFL Thursday night game is?
The Thursday night NFL game.
Don't do it. I'm warning you. Don't do it.
Let me take a
peek. I'm trying.
Oh, that's a dandy. Wow. That is must-see TV there, my friend, huh? Two. I can't even get it out of my mouth.
Two and 12
teams. Tennessee and Jacksonville.
Thursday night football.
Holy cow.
Well, you can't flex them all, Joe, and they've had a pretty good slate of games this season. The last three, the last four we've had.
That might wind up in another tie. We've had one this year with Cincinnati and
that's
whoever.
Exactly right. Could be a high-scoring affair.
Carolina,
two teams
I think
just throwing caution to the wind. Yes, it was Cincinnati and Carolina. That's exactly right. So there you go. We'll talk about that later in the week. Okay. Indiana basketball, what do you got? Do you have media day today with them or no? Because it's finals week.
No,
So it's quiet, closed doors on all of that, no problem. Colts win the AFC South. That's the good news. Denver and New England both clinch as well. Peyton Manning, a thigh injury. Denver's not worried about it, Joe. If you've seen Peyton Manning play the last 3 weeks, there is something wrong with him. Whether they obviously they're not going to tell you what it is, but his numbers show it hasn't been the Peyton Manning of old. Tom Brady looks like he's firing on all cylinders. And the Colts win ugly, Joe, but they just keep winning. That's a good kind of habit to have.
Well, I tell you, and the defense, too, is really, you know, that touchdown.
3 points yesterday was it.
Yeah, I mean, the defense has come a long way. Let's face it, the last 3-4 ball games, and, you know, they shut down that top running. You know, Foster yesterday, he didn't have 100 yards.
Right, 99, but they were
like
inconsequential.
But, hey, you're talking at 289 total yards.
Yeah, it's good.
Against, a decent team.
They were 7-6 before last week, you know, with the chance at the playoffs. So they were playing for everything. Their backup quarterback had to come in and play. And that, you know what? That's their problem. So the Colts win the division. That's the good news. So that means a guaranteed home playoff game, which we'll carry for you
right
here on WGCL. All right, Joe, we got to run.
All righty.
Great stuff as always. Appreciate your time. We'll get caught up with you Friday morning, but we'll hear your reports all week.
And we'll see you Tuesday night at Yogi's.
Live for Sports Talk. Joe Smith joins us every Monday morning live on the telephone. We'll thank his sponsors and try to finish up this hour on time.